Welcome to the Travelling Senorita, episode 199. I am sitting in Spain, in Sevilla, in Spain, and my heart is always open and I feel alive when I'm in Spain as a country. Some 30 years ago, I first tripped over to Spain on a train, that rhymes, from France. And the moment I entered the country, it's a place that resonates with me immediately. The sights, the smells, the feels. I don't know if it's a past life experience. I'm not sure what it is, but every time I come back here, which has been a dozen or so times since, I just feel connected to this country. There is a cruise to it, I guess. Doesn't appear to be that many rules. It's all about fiesta, siesta, food, family, fun, warmth. There's just a flow. So I don't know, but Travelling Senorita, go figure, is at home in Spain, as well as my love for my own country, Australia. I do believe through our history there is a little bit, un poquito español through mi nona, so maybe that's coming out in when I visit Spain. So we did a run around of Barcelona, but this time in the locals' neighborhood. I will talk more about that in the coming weeks. Grassi, I happened to be with someone on the plane, had a chat, and they said that's where to stay and play, where the locals hang out. So I'll talk more about that and give you a run around of Grassi in Barcelona in the coming weeks. But for now, I'm going to land us into a place called Ibiza. Actually, Ibiza is how you say it, not Ibiza, it's Ibiza. And it is that island that is known for party, 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 DJ beats, and all the rest. A lot of the English crew head there for summer. Fisher has a DJ residency every year, not this year, as he's going to be hanging closely at home with his wife Chloe for their first baby to arrive. But there is just so much action always talked about on the island of Ibiza. I'm beyond the beats today, looking at what that beautiful natural island offers to people that aren't going for the disco and late nights. And when I did my research on this, it was like, it is such a beautiful island. It's majority national parks, incredible beaches, and islands off there like Formentera, which are so easy to visit. We're talking like, I think it was about 45 minutes on a ferry. And I just wanted to discover the island more. So, you know, good old Google, you search where do you stay if you don't want to be in the mayhem of disco dancing all night, although we were pre-season, so none of that had quite opened in the towns of San Antonio and Ibiza. But quickly it came up as a town called Siesta San Ulúria. And we landed there on a Saturday. It's about a 30-minute or 20-minute taxi ride, around about 25 euro from the airport. Super easy to get from Barcelona to Ibiza. There's planes going all day every day. We got one for $50, not euro, $50 return. One of our legs was 10 euro. The trick here is don't take your luggage, because the luggage added on is around about 100 euro if you were to take 30 kilos. So we researched where to put our luggage. Here's another tip. In the Barcelona Sands train station, the central Sands train station, there is a storage facility, but you're going to be paying around about $120 to keep your luggage there for the 4 days that we're in Ibiza. So we found one not far out from there, which was an old, like a 7-Eleven store, fully secure and trustworthy, and it was only 40 euro to store our luggage for 4 days. So that way you're just taking literally a simple bag that can fit underneath the seat of the plane. And let's face it, when you're on an island like Ibiza, clothes are optional. No, you just don't need a lot of clothes. So we hopped on over for an hour flight, super easy, beautiful airport when you arrive, clean, taxi drivers waiting. It's all about tourism, so they've absolutely sorted out that. And as I said, pre-season, it's got a real calmness to it. Taxi drivers gave us some information and we were dropped off at Monjimbalo, which is a concept hotel group that have seemed to have reinvigorated old style motels on the island. And this one was done in the style of 50s, 60s Amalfi, complete with your Slim Aarons pictures. And it just, God, it was an impeccable place. So not only do you feel that historical old hotel on the beachfront feeling when you get there, they've also just reinvented it to the nth degree of style. So think blue, white, really contemporary artworks, and as I said, Slim Aarons photography, and just incredibly stylish and comfortable. Monjimbalo, which is on the beach of Siesta, which is adjacent to the old town of Santa Eulalia. Which we walked into, which was maybe like a 5 minute walk from the hotel around the boardwalk. And as we got into the town, we're like, wow, this is like pumping. There was DJ beats and it was all just going on and there was people everywhere. We actually realized that we had arrived on the main day of the marathon, the Ibiza marathon, which was ran, I think it's about a 42 kilometer run around Santa Eulalia. And we'd arrived at the finish line, so we were coming up the beach as the winner was coming through the finish line. So we quickly diverted around the coast to walk into the old town. So that was our entrance into Santa Eulalia, which is usually quite a sleepy town. So after the marathon had passed, it turned back into a beautiful locals old town with really good food. There's a whole restaurant street which has got Global Eats from all across the world in that street there. But you also still have your traditional tapas bars and just a gorgeous cobblestone street, beautiful cathedral, Centro Square, and yeah, that's Santa Eulalia. That's actually somewhere, I know I say this quite often, but I could live adjacent to that at the beach, Siesta. It's such a gorgeous Mediterranean feel, the Balearic Sea all around, and yeah, the island of Formentera, which I've always wanted to go to, is just across, about 45 minutes. Catch a ferry from either Santa Eulalia or back into Ibiza and catch a ferry across, which we did for a day trip. And I love Formentera. Now, I was saying I love to live on the mainland, Ibiza, in the quiet times, but I also could absolutely see myself getting a fishing hut on Formentera. It seemed to be just a bit more rustic and although touristy, but not as, a bit more like kind of dirt roads and motorbikes, and riding around the island was super fun. We hired a bike as soon as we got into the port, really affordable. I think it was like something like 25 euro for the day. Cruised around on a moped, went to some incredible beaches. They're all well signposted. The water around this island is probably the bluest and cleanest I have ever seen, which is a big call coming from Australia. But I found out from some of the locals why, and that is because there is a plant that is eating all the bacteria and algae to make it super clean. Other than the odd medusa, as in jellyfish. I love how the Spanish call them medusa. Hey, medusa, mucho medusa. They were all through the water, but didn't appear to be life-threatening, and you could easily swim your way around them. And then we sort of just went off the beaten track and found like an old, almost like cantina in the middle of the island where all the locals were sitting and having fresh fish and octopus and drinking the local wine. So yeah, beautiful island of Formentera. I now know why people talk about it all the time. It did feel like you're stepping back into a retro style And yeah, beautiful island with lots to discover all around the island. And as I said, super cheap to get a moped for the day was like €25 to cruise around. And the ferry was around about, I think the ferry was about also about €25 to get across and back into either the port of Ibiza or the port of Santa Eulalia, where we were staying, which is kind of siesta meaning sleepy town. It's just a town more for people that are beyond the beats, beyond the DJ scene that Ibiza is so well known for, the party island. But I'll be writing a lot more about this in the coming weeks. There is so much more to this island than the party. Nothing wrong with the party, but you just want to know what the natural landscape holds and what the people who are connected to their place are all about. We actually were staying, as I said, in the Monginbello hotel, super affordable. We paid something like €140 a night, including an incredible interactive marketplace breakfast every morning that you didn't need to eat until at least later on that night, complete with Prosecco and fresh orange juice and anything you can imagine, all by the sea. Incredible hotel. And they had a few others around the island, like Paradiso, Cubanisto, and I can't remember the other one, but they're known for reinventing old hotels and theming them, but theming them with such style and class. And just outside the hotel, somebody had set up the village, which was like a bakery and an Argentinian style smokehouse. So we were often popping out there to eat some of the most incredible empanadas I've ever had, and really good Argentinian style beef. Again, local and global, and that gives you an idea of the style of Ibiza. Obviously, as the coming busy summer months, the prices will go up, but we found it incredibly affordable. As I said, flights from Barcelona return around about $50. You can get taxis to Siesta for around about $40, and then you can stay in incredible accommodation for around $200 a night. So you can just see the level of the style and the luxury that you're getting for a quarter of the price. So I was so happy to find the island of Ibiza and Formentera. So I hope that gives you a run around of where I'm heading in and around Spain, island hopping, and then down into Portugal, around to Galicia and up into the Basque country. So this is a 3-month trek, and there'll be plenty of content on a country that I adore. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Adios.